This sermon was downloaded from spiritnerds.org. We equip Christians with thousands of strategic spiritual materials daily. Join millions of Christians around the world who have come to Spirit Nerds to learn about God and His Word today.
Clap your hands and release your sound. You can be seated. I asked the last speaker just to let me just say something to you. So it's always been my prayer to come to Africa to preach. And then I do this test, 23, and I find out that I'm 44-something percent from Nigeria. And so then when I come here, I'm an intercessor. We've been holding 4 a.m. prayer for the last 13 years, that we get up and we pray. Regardless of the snow, however cold they get, we pray. But when I came here, I took the burden of Nigeria. And I would ride through Nigeria and be like, God, they're behind. And I began to pray that Nigeria would catch up. So for me to come here and hear you speak, it's almost like God has said, keep pressing in prayer, because I'm about to shorten that time. And my biggest fear is that many of you all that live here, you will miss it. And you will not begin to pray for your own land. Hear me clearly. Things can happen in the spirit suddenly. I'm standing here as a man that did not start pastoring until I was 40. And because I waited on him, he told me what it took some people 10 years to do, you'll do it in one. Which means that God is about to shorten the time for many of you all. You are going to end up in places that you never thought that you would be in a short amount of time. You're going to end up in jobs, in government, in places. Why? Because you're connected to the house. You're connected to the altar. You're connected to God. And the prayers of the righteous availeth much. I believe in the words that come out of your mouth. Can you do me a favor? Can you touch your neighbor and tell him God's about to shorten your time and launch your name? God bless you. God bless you. Tell them God's about to release you. He's about to blow your mind. He's about to enlarge your territory. He's about to send you places that you never thought that you would be able to go. If you believe the word of the Lord, release the sound of praise right there. Go, go. Wow. Wow. All right. I love y'all. Can I get an air hug? It's so good to be back. I want you to get your Bibles. I want you to go to Ezekiel 47. So while he was preaching about things flipping and things turning, the Lord began to really validate the word that he had given me for you all. As I heard, you know, the sound of many waters, so I began to search the scriptures in the sound of many waters. And I want you to hear me clearly. It's all going to start in the house of God. It's all going to start on the altar of God. It will flow through the house of God. There's a move of God, a flow of God that you will be caught up in that will take you places that you've never been. Come on, open your mouth and declare it's going to start in the house of God. Come on, say it's going to start on the altar of God. If you go to Ezekiel 47, we see where the prophet is, God is giving him vision, And he says to him, please watch this, in Ezekiel 47 and 1 out of the NIV, the man brought me back to the entrance to the temple. Everybody say the temple. And I saw water coming out from under the threshold of the temple. Come on, say the temple. Toward the east. For the temple faced the east. Here's what I want you to get. The water came down from under the south side of the temple, south of the altar. It comes from the temple and it flows from the altar. It does not come from the king's palace. It does not come from the government house. It does not come from the marketplace. It does not come from the business place. It does not come from the colleges or the universities, but it will start in the house of God. It will start on the altar of God. It will begin right here. In the house of God and on the altar of God. I am 59 years old. Listen to this. I became a born again believer at the age of 17. Born and raised in church, but gave my life to Christ at the age of 17. Since that time, I have always been connected to the house of God. I was taught that the altar is the place of exchange. The altar is the place that you come to be broken. The altar is the place that you come to get your strength. People try to keep you from the altar, but there's an anointing on the altar. Listen to this. We built an amazing building, as Pastor said, in the heart of the hood. When they were designing the building, they tried to bring the chairs close to the stage. I said, no. You have to give us room so that we can lay prostrate. You have to give us room so that we can gather on the altar. You have to give us room that we could come and cry out to our God. Because there's a God that waits on you in his house at the altar. We were taught in college, when we were in college, there's a lady that taught us how to prepare, like sanctify the atmosphere and to prepare an altar in our dorm room. We would pray in the dorm room until we would feel the anointing. Wherever you are, you can prepare an altar. I pray that you are now sitting next to someone who has an altar desire. That when we open our mouths and we cry out to God, that God will hear us. He said, where two or three are gathered together in my name, I'll come in the midst of you. Where you build your altar, I'll come and meet you. I am the person that come to push you in prayer. I am the person that want to make sure that you know how to build an altar where you are. Check to your right and your left and make sure that there's somebody who's not ashamed, not embarrassed to call on God and believe that he's a God that hears us right now. In a few minutes, we're just going to just call his name Jesus. And I believe that when we call his name, there will begin to be a flow in the house. Please obey me in the Holy Ghost and make sure that we get the flow in the house, and it's going to come from the altar. Do me a favor, on your right and your left, touch your neighbor and just say, Jesus. Jesus. Come on, call his name again. Call his name again. Grab him again and say, Jesus. Come on, just a few more minutes. We call on the God that answers by fire. Call him again one more time. Jesus. You ready? So he says, there's a flow in the temple. There's a flow that comes from the altar. It's not coming outside. It's in the house. Please hear me. Then he says to the prophet, I want you to get this. This is not something that you're just going to look at. This is not something that you're just going to think about, but I'm going to need you to get in it. You're going to have to get in the flow. Please pay attention. If you look in the screen in verse 2-5, he then brought me out through the north gate and led me around the outside of the outer gate facing east. Here's the line. And the water was trickling from the south. As the man went eastward with a measuring line in his hand, he measured off 1,000 cubits and then led me through the water that was ankle deep. Allow me to come down. You ready? So watch this. He says, we're going to start on the altar. We're going to measure like 1,000 cubits. When we get here, the water is only anchor deep. He measured another 1,000 cubits. Say, now the water comes up to your knees. Go another 1,000 cubits. Now the water comes up to your waist. Let's go deeper. He said, go a little deeper. He went a little deeper. Said, now the water is basically above your head. You can't walk. You can only swim in it. In the house of God, there are some of you all that you only want to go ankle deep. Then there's some of you all that want to go a little bit further. You're only going to go to the knees. Then there's some of you all that will go to the waist. But God is raising up a few that are willing to go into the deep. Because the deep calleth unto the deep. Oh, we out here now. Which means when you get in the deep, you don't care what anybody think. You don't care what anybody says. When you get in the deep, you lose yourself in God. When you get in the deep, you'll lift your hands, you'll open your mouth, and you'll give God glory. I pray that there are at least 500 deep people in the building, that you don't need a praise team, you don't need a band, but when you think of how good God is to you, you open your mouth. Can I get at least 500 deep people to open your mouths and give God? Open your, go deep, go deep, go deep, go deep, go deep, go deep. Pray in the Holy Ghost. Deep people, you pray whenever the Holy Ghost leads you. Open your mouth for the next 30 seconds, you deep people, and pray in the Holy Ghost. Rosoto, Rebeandarabahaya, Batateriandarabosaya. It starts in the temple. It starts on the altar. It starts in the temple. It starts on the altar. Give me 10 more seconds. Go deep. Go deep. Yay! Yay! Few more seconds. Glory! Grandana basiki ando lebo seke rosoto rebi andanaba. Pray, pray, pray. Rosoto rebi andanaba seta roto rebi andanaba haya. It starts in the temple. It starts on the altar. We give you glory. We give you glory. There's a flow coming. There's a flow coming. There's a flow coming. There's a flow coming. It starts in the temple. It starts on the altar. Flow! On your way to your seat, tell two people there's a flow coming. 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 There's a move of God. There's a move of God coming. 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 There's a flow coming. Yay! Yay! You can be seated. Flow! 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 Let's go deep. Some of y'all, you've been in the shallow long enough that God is calling you further out into Him. He's saying to you, like He said to Peter, launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. Launch out into the deep. You ready? You ready? Can you bring up verse 5? I want to show you something. He said he measured off another 1,000, and now it was a river that I could not cross. because the water had risen and was deep enough to swim in. A river that no one could cross. You could never get so deep in God that you finally made it. There's always going to be another level that you can go further in. Come on here. Then he says something. I want you to get the benefits of the water that is flowing from the temple and the altar. The benefits. If you study this, there are four things that are mentioned. Number one, he mentioned trees. The trees in verse 6. He asked me, son of man, do you see this? He brought him out of the water and then brought him to the front. Now say, step back. Now I want you to look at the river that's been flowing. It started from a trickle, but now it's turned into a flood. It started from drips. Now it's pouring. Now it's pouring. Do you see this? Do you see this? Then he led me back to the bank of the river. Here's the line. When I arrived there, I saw a great number of trees on each side of the river. If you go down to verse 12, it'll give you what those trees are doing. Fruit trees of all kinds will grow on both banks of the river. Their leaves will not wither, nor will their fruit fail. I see trees. They're bearing fruit. Watch me. Their leaves won't wither, neither will their fruit fail. Every month, they will bear fruit. For everyone under the sound of my voice at the top of 2023, you will see fruit of your labor. Okay, calm down, John. I'm sorry. You will see fruit of your labor. Every month, you'll see another move of God in your life. God, I wish I was in the room with just a few more believers. Every month in February, you'll see another side of God. In March, you'll see another hand of God. In May, you'll see another hand of God. In June. Come on, I believe in the power of prophecy. I believe that when you speak, you set things in motion. Touch around you, touch three people and tell them you're going to see the move of God every month of your life. Every month, you're going to begin to see the move of God. Every month. You ready? Every month you will bear fruit. Every month you will bear fruit. Watch this. Because the waters from the sanctuary flow to them. Their fruit will serve for food and their leaves for healing. These trees. And then the scripture just kept coming to me in Psalms 1. Watch me. Blessed is the one who does not walk in the steps of the wicked, nor stand in the way that sinners take, or sit in the company of mockers. Whose delight is in the law of the Lord, and who meditates on his word, what? Day and night. Here it is. That person that is word based. That person who searches the scriptures. That person whose foundation is on his word, not on a title, not on a position, not on anybody giving you a position, but your foundation is on his word. Not on your zodiac sign, not on what a fortune teller tell you, but only what God has already spoken in his word. Every word-based person, when you stand on his word, your roots grow deep. You're not swayed by every form of doctrine. You're not swayed by circumstances or conditions, because you know that God said it and it shall come to pass. Your roots run deep. You stand on his word. You are like a tree planted by the rivers of water. Please listen. Like a tree planted by the streams of water, which yields its fruit, here it is, in season, whose leaf, here it is again, does not wither, here it is, Whatever they do,
because my foundation is sure. And I'm planted near the house of God. I'm planted near the altar of God. And because of that, I get everything I need and my roots grow deep. Storms come, I bend, but I don't break. Trials come, I lean back, but I pop back up. I have a pop back anointing. Some of you all, the enemy thought that what he was taking you through, that you would have lost your praise. But even as you sit here right now, going through what you're going through, you keep coming back. Glory. You keep coming back. Hallelujah. You keep coming back. I give you praise. You keep coming back. Giving God. Come on, you trees that are planted by the rivers of water. Stop, Larry. So that's the tree. Please watch this. Now let's look at the waters. Now let's look at the waters. It says in Ezekiel 47, he said to me, the waters flow towards the eastern region and goes down to Arabah, where it enters, pay attention, the Dead Sea. Watch me. The Dead Sea is where the water stands still. The Dead Sea is where no plants can live. The Dead Sea is where no fish can live. But when the water comes from the house of God and from the altar of God and it goes into the Dead Sea, it flips it. Here it is. Suddenly. As he said just a few minutes ago, things are going to turn suddenly. What appeared to be dead is about to produce life. Come on. Okay, calm down, John. I'm sorry, I gotta calm down. When it empties into the sea, the salty water becomes... Is there anybody besides me? I was representation of the salty water. But when the flow got on me, it changed me from the inside out. He called me out of darkness into the marvelous light. Come on here. Watch me. Watch me. You used to be a mess. You used to represent the Dead Sea. You used to represent the salty water. But because you came to the house of God, because you came to the altar, what appeared to be dead, God has brought back to life. The life that you're living right now is no goodness of your own. It is because you are in the house of God. Be not weary in well doing, for in due season you're gonna reap. Come on here. So watch this, watch this, watch this. So I kept looking at the water. The water purifies. The water purifies. The water purifies. And then the Lord gave me the scripture in Ezekiel 6. He says, watch me. Then I passed by. I passed by. And I saw you kicking about in your blood. And as you lay there in your blood, I said to you, can I get something straight? You did not choose him. He literally stepped over everybody and saw you polluted in your own blood. And when he looked at you, he said, you're not going to be what you grew up in. You're not going to be where you came out of. I speak life over you. You might have come from the dead, but you're not going to be the dead. Those of you that know that your family, your background, your surrounding is not that lively, but God change you from the inside out and you represent the kingdom of God. Can I hear a lively worship? Can I hear a lively worship? Live! Live! I found you polluted in your own blood, and before I even laid my hands on you, I told you to live. I told you to live. Go down to verse 9. I bathed you. Whew. With what? With water. With water that came from the temple. With water that started on the altar. And I washed the blood from you. I literally washed your past off of you. I wash your generational curses, your bloodline curses. I wash the enemy's thumbprint off of your life. You are not who you used to be. You are not. He purified you. He changed you from the inside out. Please hear me. Some of y'all are sitting there as if you're not grateful. But when I look over my life, as Pastor Poju said, I am from the rough side of the United States. I grew up in poverty. Both of my parents were high school dropouts. I am the product of a teenage pregnancy. My father was a gangbanger, a murderer, and a drug dealer that went to prison. But oh, when it came to me, he found me polluted in my own blood. And he looked at me and said, but you're not going to be that. You're going to live. Now that's my testimony. What is yours? What did he deliver you from? What chain did he break in? Okay. And I washed you. And I washed you. And I cleaned you up that you don't look like what I got you out of. I'm almost done. The water purifies you. The water purifies you. That comes from where? That comes from the temple that flows from the altar. The water that comes from where? That comes from the temple that flows from the altar. That comes from the temple that flows from the altar. You ready? And hear me clearly. You are supposed to produce if you're near the water. There's certain things that are supposed to flow from you. You ready? There's certain possibilities that lie within you. If you go to verse 9, swarms of living creatures will live wherever the river flows. Swarms of living creatures. Which means, watch me, if you're in his house and you're following the flow, you should not be dead. We should not have to beg you to lift your hands, to open your mouth, and to give God glory. Because you are a reflection of the living creature that he cleaned up from the inside out. Let's go further. I want you to see this. There will be large numbers of fish because the waters flow there and make the salt water fresh. So where the river flows, here's my line. Where the river flows from the temple, from the altar, where the river flows, where the river flows, everything will live. Can I tell you something? Dead people should not come among us that are living and control our atmosphere. We run this. We control this. Why are we holding back? Because somebody that comes into the temple that's never been here before. Why do we pull back and not let the flow continue? When God said, no, if you flow, the water will get on them. And though they were dead, I'll bring them back to life the same way I brought you back to life. But it can't happen unless there's a flow. Unless there's a flow. You ready? Let's go further. The fishermen. So we saw what? We saw number one, we saw the trees. Number two, we saw the waters. Number three, we saw the fish. Number four, they're fishermen. And the Bible says fishermen will stand along the shore, stretch out their nets. What do you do with a net? You cast it. When you come to the temple of God, when you come to the altar of God, you cast your net. You cast your prayers. You cast your worship, and it catches what you need and brings it in your direction. When he told Peter, launch out into the deep and drop your net. When he dropped his net, the Bible said that they caught so much, pay attention, that the boat began to sink and the nets began to break. What does that mean? If we cast, we'll have a net breaking, boat sinking year. But it won't happen unless you cast. What am I trying to say to you? There's nothing that you desire that you can't pull in. But it won't happen unless you cast it from the temple and from the altar. From the temple, from the altar. My time is almost up. Why am I here on a Thursday morning? Because I came to call you to the altar. I came to get you to the altar where the bitter is about to be turned sweet. Where the dead is about to be brought back to life. When he spoke, he said that God's about to flip Africa. Where is it going to start? It's not going to start in the president's house. It's not going to start in your government. It's going to start in the house of God. And it's going to flow from the altar. Is there anybody besides me? All I want is more of God. If you know that I am talking to you, stand to your feet. Stand to your feet. Put a demand on the ones next to you. Say, let's flow, let's flow, let's flow, let's flow, let's flow, let's flow. Come on, say it again, let's flow. Say it again, let's flow. Say it again, let's flow. Irabasha, rotoribi andarabasi, sheke, randarabase. Take me well. Come on.
And my faith will be made stronger in the breath.
Spirit lead. Let me what? Take me where? I don't want to be at the ankle. I don't want to be in the knee or the waist. I want to go to the deep. Hold on 1 minute. Hold on 1 minute. I want to show you one last scripture. In Jeremiah 2:13. My people have committed two sins. My people have committed two sins. They have forsaken me, the spring of living water, and have dug their own cisterns, broken cisterns, that cannot hold water. So how do we get it together? Please allow me just for a few minutes to just break protocol. I know when we have large churches, we have security. We have guards. And if that's your position, you can come to the altar because I'm about to call the people to the altar of God. And we're about to go after God for a few seconds. There's about to be a flow. There's about to be a flow. So God, I pray that you begin to raise up the next Joshua. I pray that you would raise up game changers. I pray, God, that our roots begin to grow deep in this conference. That we will be the tree planted by the rivers of water. I pray, God, that we will be purified during this conference. I pray, God, that we will begin to produce like the many fish, that we will begin to be everything that you've created us to be. Why? Because we're in your house and we're connected to the altar. I pray that we could come to the altar and cast our nets. And that you do something for us in this conference that you have not done in a year. That we don't go back home the way we came. And we realize the value of being in the house and on the altar. Let the rivers flow. Let the rivers flow. If you feel the need to come to the altar, get out of your seat and start walking towards the front right now. Ida, sheke, tora masa, bisheke, rotorebe, matatadaba, siandadaba. Mandoroseke randadaba siandadaba. Sheke. Sheandadabasa. Come on, I got a few more minutes. We got time to do this. Spirit lead. Lay. Wherever, take me, everyone say spirit. Take me deeper.
Take me deeper than my feet could ever wander. And my faith will be made stronger in the presence of my Savior.
Lift your hands. Lift your hands. Let's go deep. Let's just go deep. Can I get you just to push in worship for a few seconds? We need a move of God. We need a flow of anointing in this building. We need a supernatural move of God. God, get us out of the shallow. Let us go from the ankle. Let us go from the knee. Let us go from the waist. Can we dive in? Can we dive into your glory? Can you let us dive into your presence? Come on, y'all, just for a few seconds, open your mouth and begin to worship God right there. Go deep. Go. Yay. Yay. Pray. Take us deeper. Take us deeper. Take us. Take us. Take us. Take us. Take us. We're in your house. We're on your altar. We want to go deeper in you. We want to go deeper in you. We want to, everybody, I need to go deeper in God, deeper in my prayer life, deeper in the word of God, deeper in revelation, deeper in your presence. Glory. Come on, let my foundation be solid. 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 Let me grow in your word. Few more minutes. Few more minutes. Flow. Flow. You gotta produce. You have. produce. Flow. 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 Go in. Go in.
From this altar to the
the Holy Ghost.
River flow from this altar to the nations.
Please don't take it as a rebuke, but some of y'all are standing there. I need you to push. There's supposed to be a certain level of flowing in this altar. There's a certain level of flowing in this conference. Even if you're on guard, pray in the Holy Ghost. Watch and pray. Every preacher, every teacher, every evangelist, every prophet, every apostle, can you push to go deeper in the presence of God for a few minutes? I flew from America to come and go deeper in God. I came to Africa because there's a move of God. And I knew that if I got here, you would push me further than I've been in a while. Please open your mouth and flow. Flow! Give me 30 seconds of you praying in the Holy Ghost. Roto rebi andada basheke, rosoto rebi andada baha, batateriam biendo da bose, rosoto rebi andada baha, banda diendo da bosai, rosoto rebi andada ba, batateriam da bose. Flow! Every man pray. Every woman pray. Few more seconds. Few more seconds. Yeah, y'all say. Few more seconds. Pray. Yeah, y'all say. Radalasiki andarasi rasotorebi andaramasaya. Come on, your roots are growing. Your roots are growing. You're getting stronger in God. Your foundation is getting more solid. Pray! And healing will be in your leaves. Those at your seat, reach over, grab a neighbor by the hand and tell them, can you flow with me for a few minutes? Can you flow with me? 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 What am I saying? Rosa toda masaya. Yes, ando da boseke. Ora anda da masi ando da boseke anda da bosa. Oba. Ora ba 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 ba. Come on, flow with me. 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 Flow! 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 Your roots are growing. Your roots are growing. Your prayer life is increasing. He's enlarging in your territory. Flow! It starts in the house of God. It starts on the altar of God. Flow! Hey, Messiah. Rosotore mi ando rebose. Oba mama siki ando. Flow! Flow! Come on, I'm leaving in a few minutes. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Let's go deeper. Flow. Come on in the back. Flow. Flow. It starts on the altar. We in the right place. We're in the right place. Oh. Oh. We give you glory. 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 Intercessors. 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 Where are my intercessors? Pray! Flow! Hey Danny, cut the music! Cut the music! Open your mouth, keep pushing! Orante she rotora ba 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 ba. Let my roots grow, let my roots grow, let my roots grow, let my roots grow, let my roots grow. Lock me in, 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 lock me in. Let my foundation be solid, let my foundation be solid. Let my, purify me, purify me, purify me. Wash me from the inside out. Create within me a clean heart and renew the right spirit in me. Purify me. Wash me thoroughly. Wash me thoroughly. Wash me thoroughly. Get me from the inside out. Gut me. Gut me. Gut me. Gut me. Few more minutes. Eba. Sheke. Rosotora ba 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 ba. Come on, we're about to leave in a few minutes. I gotta go. But I need you to make sure you're next to somebody who could flow. Flow! Take me back this way. Come on, Africa. Come on, Africa. Come on, Africa. Don't lose your sound. Come on, Africa. Don't lose your flow. It starts in the temple. It starts on the altar. You want to change Africa? It starts in the temple. It starts on the altar. It flows from the house of God. It flows from the house of God. Give me 10 more seconds. You can play, Danny. Come on, let your Holy Ghost flow. Flow, Holy Ghost. Out of your belly shall flow. 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 It starts in the temple. It starts on the altar. It starts in the temple. It starts on the altar. You want the living water? It starts in the temple. It starts on the altar. Flow. 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 Lift your hands and open your mouth for the next 10 seconds. It flows from the temple. And I will give you the desires of your heart. But it flows from the temple. Shaya randa masé roto masé randa na masé sheke roto mashaya randa na baba baba masé randa na masi rente loco reme baba masa. If you know you've been ankle deep, I need you to go a little bit further. If you know you've been waist deep, I need you to go a little further. I need you to get lost in this for the next 10 seconds. I'll count down. Go deeper. 10. 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, okay. 4, 3. Keep flowing. 2. Keep your sound. Stand to your feet. Keep your sound and stand to your feet. Keep your sound. It starts in the temple and it flows from the altar. Keep your sound as you make your way back towards your seat. Keep your sound. Come on, keep your sound. Stand to your feet. Flow. Flow. Let revelation flow through me.
Come on, stand to your feet. Let your anointing flow through me. Let your word flow through me. It starts in the temple and it flows from the altar. It starts in the temple and it flows from the altar. It starts in the temple and it flows from the altar. Come on, repeat after me. It starts in the temple. Everyone say this, it starts in the temple and it flows from the altar. Come on, say it again. It starts in the temple and it flows from the altar. About to turn the mic over, and I pray that you hear me loud and clear. It starts in the house of God and it flows from the altar. The only way that you're going to get everything that God has from you is that you must remain connected to the house of God and continue to lay prostrate on his altar. Every opportunity you get, you better cast your net in worship, in prayer. Go deeper. Hear me clearly. Go deeper. Some of you all, there's so much more in you, but you're only at ankle deep. And the Lord is calling you further in. I come against the spirit of fear.
I beckon for you. Come out. Come into the deep. I wait. Randa si andara bosaya. Rese ki andoro soto. Mishe ke roto rebe. Your heart's desires are in the deep. Your answers are in the deep. I beckon, come. Come just as you are. Come. I will purify you in the deep. I will change you in the deep. Come. 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 Every demonic force has to release you in the deep. Come. Everyone open your mouth and worship God for 10 seconds. Go, go, open your mouth. I hear the Lord say, I want a yes from you today. I want a yes from you today. I want a yes. Come on, lift your hands and start telling God yes. I want a yes from you today. I want a commitment from you today. Lift your hands and tell the Lord yes. Yes. Yes to staying connected to your house. Yes to staying prostrate on your altar. Come on, a few more seconds. Yes. Hear the Lord loud and clear. You don't know that much about me. Don't you ever think that you get that much of me yet. There's so much more of me, and I rebuke your spirit of arrogance. Come on, tell the Lord yes. I come against being comfortable. I come against being content where you are. I put another hunger in you. I put another hunger in you. I put another desire in you. Come on, give me a few more minutes. Come on, tell the Lord yes. Every pastor in this building, open your mouth. Every leader in this building, there's another level of leadership for you. There's another level of wisdom for you. There's another level of insight for you. But it cannot happen if you stay in shallow. You must go to the deep. Go!
Deeper in love with you, Jesus, Holy Ghost, in your embrace, take me deeper than I've ever been. I just want to love you more and more. Now I love to be deeper in love. Take me deeper. Take me deeper. Deeper in love. Holy Ghost in your embrace, take me deeper than I've ever been before. I just wanna love you more and more. How I love to be
dearly beloved, we believe you've been greatly blessed by this sermon. Visit spiritnerds.org to download more MP3 sermons of your favorite preachers. Reach us by email for more information and concerns at spiritnerds.org@gmail.com.